different kinds of animals call them in.
So cow. Uh-huh. Always calling the cows in.
Whoopee.
Yeah, whoopee. Piggy, whoopee.
And how would you get horses to come?
Oh, you'd kind of neigh, wouldn't you?
Or mules?
How did we get me?
Had them a name, and you could call them by the name.
Come here, Sam, or come here, Gray, or something, and they.
And that was true of mules. And how about chickens?
Chicken.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear anybody call sheep?
Not being too familiar with sheep, I think they call them coo sheep.
Coo sheep.
Because this boy moved in down here a few years ago, and he had a good many sheep. So I was up at the store one day, and it was raining, so this fella come in. He asked William, he said, "I want you to tell me how you call sheep." He said, "Well, that's a sheepers." I said, "That's a sheep." Secret.
Sheep secret. Oh, there's coo sheep.
That's the animal sheep.
So that's a sheep secret. Mm-hmm. Sheep secret. He never did say how you called it.
Speaking of other, how about what noises do the animals make? For example, when a calf lost its, or once its mother, what? How do you describe that?
Well, it's kind of a little baby moo.
And a cow that is way is, you know, missing its calf.
She moos. It's doing something. I don't know what it is.
I told you this sometimes gets cranky. I don't know what's causing that.
That's all right.
Good. Mm-hmm. you ever refer to the low of a cat?
No, we've never, never said
that. How about that soft snuffling noise that a horse makes when he's waiting to be fed?
Nickering.
Nickering. Mm-hmm. And did you have your own horse that you could ride?
Mm-hmm.
And you have harness for him?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you can tell me about that? Different parts that you recall?
Well, we had the reins that you held to guide him, and you had the saddle, the stirrups that you got up on him with, mm-hmm. and he had to learn how to fasten that belly band underneath there. And
would you?
Brutal.
Yeah, I guess so.
Would you, before I
put the bits in his mouth.
Before I go to horses and buggies, I wanted to ask you, did you ever have any oxen around? Do you remember?
Uh-uh.
And how about two mules and two horses on a plow? Would you say I've got a
Team of horses.
Team of horses or a
team of mules?
Yoke of oxen. So, but,
did you ever talk about a pair of mules?
Mm-hmm. Pair of mules.
Mm-hmm. Would you say it was more often said a team of horses and a pair of mules, or?
Yeah.
I believe so. Team of horses and pair of mules, I believe, was the way it was expressed more than.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you give me a better idea how you